This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Now time for Bold Face Lie, Bold Face Truth with Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
All right, we'll do a little bold face lie, bold face truth in just a second here with Javi. I just want to clear up the catching stuff before. So Javi Lopez with the Braves broke the record in 2003. He hit 42 home runs as a catcher. Todd Hundley had the record before that. He broke it, like I said, in 1996. He hit 41 home runs as a catcher. Prior to that, it was Roy Campanella who hit 40 as a catcher, but had 41 total. Piazza had two 40 home run seasons that were, remember, 40 hit as a catcher. That's the whole key here. And what Hoff was talking about before, Johnny Bench hit 45 home runs in 1970, only 38 as a catcher. Salvi Perez hit 48 in 2021, only 33 as a catcher. Just to break that down. All right, Hoffy, what do you have for us?
All right, so we've been talking about Juan Soto. You've been talking about Juan Soto, about the All-Star stuff, but bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Juan Soto will get more MVP votes than anyone other than Shohei Ohtani in the NL.
Do you have the current odds or anything like that right now on that?
That's a good question. I didn't do that.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced truth. I think Juan Soto, the one thing missing with Juan Soto has been the runners in scoring position. That's just a matter of time. I don't know what the hell's taking him so long. Honestly, it's frustrating. It's infuriating. It's the one thing I've been looking to see since the start of the season. Oh, here he goes. Two guys on. Let's see Soto go to work. And it just has not happened. We're getting there. We're crawling there with runners on. But Soto's been on fire. I think that's just a matter of time before he breaks through with runners on, which will lead to him being more of an MVP than maybe some others. I know Alonso has been the Mets MVP to date. Maybe he cools off a little bit, but I think Soto is going to be in that MVP discussion.
So this is AI, so I don't know.
Oh, no, I don't trust it, but good.
But Shohei right now is minus 800.
Mm-hmm.
Pete Crow Armstrong plus 600, then Juan Soto plus 1700, and Kyle Tucker plus 5000.
So Soto's third as we speak.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. He's third in MVP. Well, I shouldn't say MVP voting because it's not that. But third in MVP odds and not an All-Star. Okay, so yeah, I'm right. I mean, Pete Crow Armstrong could be an MVP too. More on him tomorrow, but I think Soto's going to be, yeah, I'm going to say this bald-faced truth. He's going to get the second most.
And by the way, confirmed, I looked at Fox Sports, okay. And they have that too.
So all right, so what
just,
else you got?
Not just AI. All right. Hey, congratulations, Garrett Wilson. You deserve a nice paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Sauce Gardner will sign a multi-year extension with the Jets.
I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. I don't know why. I'm not getting that feeling. I feel like everybody thinks, okay, well, now that Garrett's done, Sauce is next. Maybe we need to evaluate at least one more year here. But if it were me, I would evaluate one more year. I don't think it adds up with Sauce. Maybe they do decide to pay them. Who the hell knows? Maybe my answer is in part what I would do. And being that I would at least wait and then see if Sauce has a dominant year, then try to figure something out. Now, maybe that could be too late. Who knows? I don't think there's as much urgency. I don't think it's as important to lock up Sauce, especially after he's been disappointing. Garrett and his maybe frustrations or lack of superstardom, I think that there's circumstance with. There is no excuse to why Sauce Gardner has fallen off. He had a defensive head coach. It was supposed to be a great defense. Talked a big game. Dropping interceptions left and right. Just not the guy that I think he thinks that he is or that the Jets expected him to be. So I'm going to say bald-faced lie. He's going to be on the outside looking in, at least in the near future, but probably overall.
Final one for you, Sal. Bald-faced lie, bald-faced truth. Anthony Volpe will play at least 60 more of the 66 games at shortstop.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The season.
That's a tough one, man. I'm going to say that is a bald-faced lie. I think the Yankees are going to come to the realization, I don't see this getting better with Volpe. Could they get a big third baseman and just say, all right, we're going to have him bat ninth and take no pressure off? Some of the mistakes that he is making, you cannot survive at the big league level with, let alone a team that's trying to win a division or go out there and win a World Series. The Yankees have proven to be bullish before, thick-headed, and eventually, like with IKF ahead of the postseason a few years back, eventually they acquiesce and say, hey, we can't keep doing this anymore. We got to make a move. If they are to win a World Series this year, they cannot do it with the way that Volpe is playing. So two things would have to happen. One, he's got to get better. Two, they've got to make a decision on either sending him down or moving him offshore or whatever. And I'm going to say that, and also you could throw an injury to this thing too, by the way, you're saying, or rest. 60 of the 66 games remaining, that's a lot. I know he plays a ton, but I'm going to say it's a bald-faced lie. He will not get that. I think, unfortunately for Volpe, I think it's already started to snowball, and I don't anticipate it getting any better. So I think the Yankees have to do something about it.
Next week, I'm going to follow up with BT. Will he bat over 700 OPS? Because he's back down to his normal 671s.
Yeah, and that's one of the our over-unders, I think, for the year. What's that, Dovey?
Just so you know, the Anthony Volpe bobblehead doll giveaway, August 11th.
So they're not going to send him down prior to that, you're
correct.
Saying? Yeah, that's too late in the season anyway. Honestly, it might be after the trade deadline, seeing what pieces they get in here. Bottom line is they can't keep... Cashman could say it. They can't keep riding Volpe out like this. Something's got to change. He's either got to get better or they got to make a decision on him. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Hector is calling from Washington Heights. What's up, Hector?
What's going on, Sal?
I
got
you?
A question for you, buddy. I'm doing good. Let me ask you, how many times did you vote for the All-Star game this year?
I did not vote. I did not... No. Wait, maybe I did vote. You could vote online. I was thinking the old school ballots. I might
have.
You don't
even, hold on. You can't remember. You're not sure how you can vote.
I might have voted last year.
But you're over here screaming on and on and blaming MLB baseball for Juan Soto not being in the All-Star game. So that's your first mistake. You should have exhausted your 5 votes every day. You should have had your mom, hi, mom, sign up and vote 5 times every day. You should even have had your wife sign up and vote 5 times every day if it meant so much to you, buddy. Well, here, I got something else for you. Us as Mets fans have complained for years about Francisco Lindor being snubbed and not making the All-Star game. And now you're going to snub him and boycott him, along with David Peterson, who earned himself his first All-Star game, and Edwin Diaz and Pete Alonso, who you can't give any credit to. You're going to boycott them.
I said it before, Pete Alonso's been the MVP. What do you mean? Don't lie and say I can't give him any credit. He's been great. Yeah. Everything else you said is pretty good so far, but that's a lie. I got to call you out. Now, go ahead.
I missed that. But no, listen, we got to be honest.
Did you vote?
Yes, I did.
Okay.
But when I got frustrated with the team, when they weren't producing in June, when they were going through the June swoon, and yes, Soto was having his great June, but we were losing, I stopped voting a little bit. There was a couple of days that I didn't vote. So I'm equally responsible,
right,
but I'm not here screaming.
I would be on your team in this if I were complaining about him not being voted in as a starter. The idea that he's not voted in as a reserve, I don't vote on that.
That's part of it, right? Because that's what the All-Star game is. It's popularity. So for some reason, he wasn't popular this year. You could call it Yankee hate. You could call it whatever. You know what I'm saying? Maybe.
But come on, Hector.
He deserves to be there.
Okay, well, that's the point. We could argue last year. Like, I thought Lindor should have been an All-Star the last 2 years, but I was not. I would not go. Okay, but you could argue against it. Exactly. It's debatable. This is not debatable. He should be an All-Star. That's the point. And I don't want to boycott the game.
I think it's debatable whether he should be or not. I mean, listen, I guess MLB could have pushed him through. How does that process work? Once it's out of the fans' hands, how does it really work? Because I have no idea.
Yeah, I don't either.
MLB? Is it managers and players voting? How does that work?
I honestly don't know the whole thing. Maybe Hoff could look into it. I know that the players vote on it. So I don't know what percentage.
But it's unreliable, what is it called? AI?
I think it might be a combination of the players and coaches or maybe some writers. It's probably a combination.
That's a bigger question. How the heck did the players who earlier, like what, a month before, 3 weeks, whatever the heck it was, that you saw rankings about, who do you don't want to face in a big spot? Oh, we don't want to face Juan Soto, but we're not going to vote him to an All-Star game? That makes no sense. That's what the players thinking.
But Hector, how about think about this for a second here, just from the sports perspective, Major League Baseball. Juan Soto is one of the game's biggest stars. Handful of stars, he's one of the game's biggest stars. Plays in the biggest market, was in the World Series last year with the New York Yankees, chose to go to the Mets for all the money, and he has put up numbers that are better than some people who got selected instead of him. How is that good for Major League Baseball? Why would I take the All-Star game seriously? Like, this is not a knock on David Peterson.
Maybe Major League Baseball, I didn't like it, but maybe Major League Baseball took the fans' lead and said, Sal's calling him one of the biggest stars or the biggest star, one of the most popular guys. We should be marketing around him. But the fans don't feel that way. They didn't vote him in. What the hell are we going to...
He's a star, Hector. You know it. And don't get mad at me because I'm boycotting the game. I want to watch the game. I want to. But I have a rule. No Soto, no Sal. I'm boycotting the game. I'm sorry. There's right and there's wrong. And that's what I live by. Right and wrong. Juan Soto was wronged. I cannot just ignore it and watch the game tonight. I'm not going to do it. Good luck to Booney and all the Yankees. Good luck to all the Met representatives. Hopefully it's a good game and people enjoy it. I will not be one of them. No Soto, no Sal. BT and Sal on the Fan, 888-808-1019. We'll have Damian Priest in studio next hour. He's scheduled to get here, I think, around 12:10, something like that. So we'll continue with your calls. Reset down with the King topic of the day. It is Juan Soto not getting selected to the All-Star game by the fools at Major League Baseball.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out.
Every home run.
Gone.
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.